with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The futuristic B-21 Raider warplane has taken its first flight, moving it closer to becoming the nation's next nuclear weapons stealth bomber.
The Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to build 100 of the warplanes, which have a flying wing shape, much like their predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. With the Raider, will incorporate advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the plane is planned to be produced in variants with and without pilots. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a federal judge has denied a defense request for a postponement in the classified documents case against former President Trump in Florida.
The case is scheduled to go to trial May 20th of next year. The defense asked Judge Alicia Cannon for a postponement, which she denied for now, but did grant a delay for other deadlines in the classified documents case. Former President Trump's accused of illegally retaining classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate and hiding them from government investigators. Trump denies wrongdoing.
A Senate Democrat has decided not to run for re-election, and some Democrats are worried, as correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A lot of eyebrows went up when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said this.
I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to United States Senate.
Democrats fear they'll lose that Senate seat in deep red West Virginia, threatening their razor-thin majority. And some Democrats are worrying aloud that Manchin might launch a third-party presidential run, undermining President Biden's reelection. Senator Manchin has long been friendly with the political group called No Labels. It's already holding private conversations with potential presidential nominees.
And this is SRN News. Most Americans look back fondly to the 1950s, as Michael Harrington explains.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear it could require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. Several African countries, in fact, are casting doubt on the EU treaty for the same reasons. This is SRN News. Hotel workers at Wynn Resorts in Las Vegas won't be going on strike as planned. Correspondent Donna Warder explains.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a tentative deal with Wynn Resorts, preventing a strike that was set to begin today. The new five-year contract follows deals made earlier with casino giants Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. The union says the contracts will provide more than 35,000 workers at 18 properties with historic pay raises and other unprecedented wins, such as mandatory daily room cleanings. The union had bargained for more than 7 months, and the tentative deals must still be approved by the rank and file. I'm Donna Warder.
French conservative leader Marine Le Pen is being criticized for her plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.